After Sunday's 23-17 loss to the Kansas City Chiefs, the Browns have to find a way to play a complete 60-minute game. Here's head coach Rob Chuzinski with more.
Good morning. Disappointed about the loss yesterday. It was a very hard-fought game. Kansas City's an outstanding team. They out-executed us early. We're able to build a lead we couldn't overcome. It's never about one player, one play, one coach. We win and lose together, and we're all accountable. However, there were a number of things that I felt we did well and have improved on and can continue to build on. We've had a tough stretch against some very good teams here. I think the guys have learned that we can be, and when we are on our game and playing consistently, that we can compete and go toe-to-toe with anybody. We'll be back in the division against Baltimore. We'll make the corrections today and then shift our focus to them and the challenge ahead after we're done with our meetings today. I'll take questions.
Chad, can we assume that Jason Campbell is your quarterback going forward?
Jason will be the quarterback, the starting quarterback this week.
How impressed were you? I mean, you went through this yesterday, but just the poise he showed and just kind of the leadership, and the things that you talked about last week.
I thought Jason played very well. After looking at the tape, he was able to manage the game, was able to escape and get out of some trouble, create some plays, did a good job from a decision-making standpoint, protected the football, and he gave us a lift in that game. And so we were real pleased with how he played.
John, how do you explain that your defense just seems to play completely different from one half to the other? And not just yesterday, but it seems that way for most of the season.
Yeah, you know, it's something that we're looking hard and taking a hard look at. Really, as you break it down, you look for the execution. And in yesterday's game, our early execution wasn't very good defensively, offensively either. And you go to the specific plays, and we look at the first drive had a penalty on it, a 15-yard penalty that hurt us. And then just some breakdowns, some individual breakdowns. We had a multitude of those in the first half. We cleaned them up for the second half, and we're able to play better. Whether it's looking at other games where we played better in one part of the game or the other, it's been different points in the game. The thing that I like about our guys is when you focus them on something to improve, that they respond and make the corrections. And that's what we'll have to do in this case.
The way that Jason Campbell came in and played for you and even Brian Hoyer, does this illustrate that right before you named Brandon the starter, you said the competition was close and nobody really believed you at that time, I don't think. But I mean, does this kind of to show that you guys really kind of were in a little bit of a quandary about what to do, or how did that all go down?
We and I believed that all along. These guys, going back to April, all got better and improved and showed that they were capable. And so it was close in that way.
What ultimately put Brandon over the top at that point?
Yeah, you know, I think the biggest thing in looking at it was, Brandon was somebody that we didn't know a lot about, and we wanted to find out more about. And, he showed well and did well in the practices and in the preseason. And the production hasn't been there during the regular season that we would like. His role is different now. He's one play away from playing, and he's still a developing player.
Chad, can you say with any certainty that this team will not trade Josh Gordon?
We have no plans of trading any of our guys, including Josh. We're not shopping them. And then, as far as any other personnel rumors, speculation, those things, I'm really not going to get into.
Going back to the quarterback, it's understandable that you would start the season with Weaver. But then the next question is, when you seem to be rushed into that Buffalo game, when Campbell was perfectly healthy, Brandon was still in a cast most of the week, what was the defining factor that put Weaver in there?
Weaver in?
The Hoyer game, the Buffalo game. He seemed to be rushed into that short week to get him in ahead of Campbell.
Yeah, I think that the first few games, there were some things that Brandon had done well. And, it's in different stretches and different points. you know, he was out, he was doing the things that you would like him to do. And so when he was able to get back and be healthy, we felt like his thumb was in good enough shape that he'd be able to play and play in that Buffalo game.
If you get the kind of quarterback play Jason gave you yesterday, what are your goals or expectations for this team for the last 8 games?
Well, we're going to approach it the same way we do every week, and we expect and we go into every game approaching it and expecting it that we're going to win. And, you know, I think that, you know, Jason, again, you know, we'll want him to continue to play, and there's some things that he can get better at as we're looking at tape that he needs to improve on, and we want him to improve on as everybody. And really we're focused on one game. We're focused on one game at a time, and we're focused on each guy, each person, coach, player, everybody getting better every week. And that's what I want to see, is that sort of improvement every single week.
Do you get a sense of optimism going forward, even though you guys are on a three-game losing streak right now?
Well, it's been a tough stretch. And as I mentioned before, I think that what, you know, guys have learned during that stretch of playing some very good teams is that we've played, whether it's a half, whether it's a quarter, whether it's a couple series or three quarters of games, we've played very well at times. And it's a matter of consistently putting it together for four quarters. And, you know, that's what the mission is that we're on right now.
It looks like with Campbell in there that Norv kind of opened up the playbook. Is that true, or is because of his experience?
Yeah, you know, I don't know that it's to that degree that you're talking about. But, you know, I think that as particularly as the game went on and Jason was into the game and playing the way he was playing, that, you know, we were able to do everything that we would want to do.
Would you say that from what you've seen of Brandon, even though he wasn't working out for you this season, do you still think he has all the skills that it takes to be a winning quarterback in the NFL?
Yeah, I still think that, again, he's a developing player and that, you know, he has a good upside and he needs to continue to work, which is what his approach is right now.
Is there anything that Brandon could do to develop, like, just sliding away from the pass rush? You know, like, can that be taught or you either have that or you don't?
Yeah, I mean, there's – some guys have a better sense for it, but there's some improvements that you know guys can make on it. There's a lot of drills and things like that that everybody that quarterbacks do on a day-to-day basis. A lot of it's getting out there and playing, though, and feeling the pocket and being able to slide and make those adjustments, keeping your eyes downfield and making the decisions on when to run and when to hang in there and throw.
Chuck, even though you talked about Bess yesterday, it was a bad game. There haven't been a lot of good games from him. I'm wondering, will you make a change there? You got other receivers that you haven't used.
One thing that I did fail to mention earlier, and I'll answer your question in a minute, Travis Benjamin tore his ACL, and he'll require surgery. So back to your question, Tony. You know, again, I think that Devon is everything you can ask for in terms of a guy working and doing the things to be the very best he can. He's a pro's pro in that way. And I have faith in him that he'll make the corrections. I know there's some things from a technical standpoint that you know, he can improve on in that area, and I think some of it is just trying to do too much before he has the ball secured.
What will you do at punt return?
Devon. Yep, Devon, and then Joe Hayden's another possibility as well.
Any other injuries?
Travis was a major.
Did you get anything from Jason yesterday that you didn't expect?
You know, really, I think that his ability to come in just a short week of practice and be as sharp as he was, and also in a tough place with the, you know, the noise and you know, the difficulty in communication. I thought he did an outstanding job of that.
Can you talk about just how well Travis was coming along for you and what a great job he was doing on returns?
Yeah, I mean, you saw the growth as a player, as a receiver, as well as the obvious that you see as a returner on the punt returns. and then, you know, and then some on the kickoff returns as well. And so, you know, it's a tough loss for us, but, you know, we'll have some guys step up and I don't have any of the details as far as when the surgery is or in those type of things for you, but I'll get those to you.
Was it on a plant? Could you tell? It didn't look like a real violent tackle.
It was a twist plant on the tackle.
Coach, how impressed were you with your offensive line yesterday? Unfortunately, there were the two penalties, but just overall going into a hostile environment and just showing up and playing.
Yeah, I thought they played the best game they have as far as protection goes in that game. It was a big challenge. We knew that a lot of times they were going to be singled up and, that they had to man up in this game. And, they did that. I think the tight ends as well and the backs and Jason getting the ball out, I think were all factors in that.
The holding call on Joe Thomas late there on your last drive, did that look like a hold on film or just one of those plays that could be called?
Yeah, we're going to submit it for clarification.
What about the run hold when you guys had gotten a good momentum?
Same thing. We're going to submit both those for clarification.
When you mentioned consistency last night after the game and again today. How do you get that? How do you get consistency? Especially young team.
You know, we try to do it from a coaching standpoint and the plays and the things that we're doing and running. And, from a player standpoint, we've talked a lot to those guys about mindset and having the same mindset at all different points in the game. Now, they're all human and there's, the ebbs and flows of game that affects those things. And, but it's about being – having that consistent mindset and playing with the same level and mental and physical from a physical standpoint.
Special teams can have a big impact beyond what you would think for how long they're on the field. Could you kind of address that with losing Travis?
Well, first of all, I thought our special teams really performed well. We had a few penalties that hurt us in a couple situations, but. Kansas City's special teams is one of the best groups in the league, and it was a big challenge we knew going into this game. Travis obviously is a big part of what we do and has been and in terms of the return game. He's explosive and has the speed and the ability to make the big play. But we'll have some guys that will step up, and whether it's Devon, as I mentioned, Joe Hayden and Jordan Poyer is a young guy who – just came with us, who has some experience as a punt returner. And then Fozzie Whitaker's been showing some of the things he's been able to do as a kickoff returner. And we still have Greg Little as well there.
Did Hayden volunteer? Or... I'm just curious.
he's always out there doing it whenever he can get in there and get it, just to show that he's ready.
Coach, you had negative 1 yard rushing and hamstring. What adjustments did you make to at least open that up in the second half?
Well, I don't know that it was a lot of adjustments, more than better execution and getting, converting on some third downs and being able to get in a rhythm and get some drives going. We had three straight three and outs, and then we had a drive where we had two plays and a touchdown and then a two-minute drive. So, really, there just weren't a lot of opportunities to have any runs in that, and we just have to do a better job of executing early and getting where we, get the ball moving, get some third downs converted, and then I think you saw that in the second half, and when we have that, then we can get a good mix, a good balance going, and get into a rhythm.
The first quarter three and outs, Chud, it's become a kind of a running theme. Why do you think it's, taken some time to warm up, so to speak, and unfortunately in the losses put you behind the eight ball a couple of times, but why do you think that is so early in the game, just getting some offensive rhythm?
Yeah, again, we're taking a hard look at it. We've been working on that. You look at this game, and that's, the specifics of this game. We had a couple of identification issues that, from a mental standpoint, that caused some problems there. We had some opportunities to make some plays, whether it be a throw or a catch, that we didn't make. And so it's about execution, and that's what our focus is this week, is going to be on executing and doing a good job early of executing.
We've seen such little production out of really, Greg Little and Devon Bess at this point. you know, there's just not a lot of targets for Jason to work with. I mean, what can you do to shake that up and give him some more people to throw the ball to?
Well, we're going to have to improve in that area. And, you know, those guys will step up, and I'm confident they'll do that and, you know, continue to, you know, to get balls to Jordan and Josh and the backs as we're doing. And, you know, I think when we're playing well, you're seeing the ball get spread around that way.
Does that do it, everybody?
Some coaches don't like to put somebody like Hayden on special teams. Do you lean one way or the other in that regard?
Yeah, it's not it's not my first choice of doing. You know, until we find somebody else that can do it and has done it before. And, you know, Joe can catch, and obviously he can make plays with the ball in his hand. But Devon's going to be our primary returner right now.
Okay.